I got to tell you this. I was supposed to go to New Zealand to do a wedding, and I was looking forward to it. It was amazing. I was excited. But the last minute, I just couldn't go. A complication came up, arose, and I wasn't able to go. And I was disappointed, folks. And so what I did, I asked the couple, the wedding couple, to come on the show today because I want to, first of all, thank them for inviting me on and thank them for doing the right thing. They got married in order to do the right thing the right way. And I'm glad for it. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing. And so I have, for a few minutes here, I have Toby and Lolly. They are the newlywed couple from New Zealand that I was supposed to do their wedding. And thank you all for coming on. This is amazing.
Hi.
thank you for having us, Jesse.
You guys are a very attractive couple.
We try our best.
You're doing a good job. Congratulations for the wedding. And again, I'm sorry that I could not make it. I was so disappointed.
Oh, thank you. We were disappointed, but we made it through, yeah.
Right on. And what time is it in New Zealand right now?
It's 3 a.m.
3 a.m. in the morning? Well, yeah, a.m. morning. So, it's tomorrow is Saturday, right?
No, it's Saturday morning now. Yeah.
Well, I hope you guys sleep in, all right?
We probably will. We'll stay up a bit after this, yeah.
What made you guys decide to get married? I know you did it for the right reason. What made you decide, I'm going to do the right thing here?
You did.
Well, I appreciate that. We're supposed to influence each other for the good. What is it like being married?
Well, it's not too much different, Jesse, but I suppose that was the point. We understood that we worked well together, and it was voices like yours that actually made us understand why this is important.
Yeah,
we've seen a lot of we've noticed a lot of things that don't agree with us in terms of the world today, and I think I'm generalizing here, but it was certain things you said, along with certain things a lot of other people said, that made us think.
Mm. Yeah. So we came from pretty bad breakups. I was married before. I have a daughter with my previous husband, and Toby had a pretty bad breakup himself, and we kind of came together under odd circumstances, and we just couldn't let go of each other, and he's taken on my daughter and making it work.
Well, God bless you for doing that, and it's going to, if you stay together, be honest and be fair and do the right thing, it's going to work out well. And it's nice that, it's really good that you did the right thing. How did the wedding go? How many people were there? How did it go?
It was a very intimate wedding. We had less than 50 people. We could have had a bigger one, but we wanted to hold it at my parents' house, which is an old church, and they just sold the house, so we thought it'd be a nice send off. So it was very, very sort of close friends and so forth.
And then afterwards we went to the Indian restaurant around the corner.
Amazing.
With our guest, and then we walked down to the pub with a Chinese bagpiper.
Yeah, that was cool. This was her idea. Was the highlight of the.
That's so good. And so are you guys going on like a honeymoon place, or are you just staying home?
We just bought
it's
a
been
house.
Been busy, but yeah, we just bought a house where we're sitting now, and we got a lot of work to do on it. But I have an exhibition, I'm an artist, next month in Wellington, which is another city. And so we have a sort of honeymoon there, but next
right
year
on.
Europe, perhaps.
Do we have the wedding picture? I want to show the wedding picture. Look at that. Isn't that beautiful? A beautiful wedding. You were a beautiful bride.
Thank you very much.
She was worried I wouldn't like her dress. I thought it was great.
Yeah, very nice. How did you find my show? How did that happen?
Oh, very interesting. I think, I have been thinking in terms of, you know, the sort of very obvious phrases like the Lord working in mysterious ways. Like, yes. It happened. I got turned on to alternate media and certain figures, and then you kind of just showed up it's like a recommender thing. It just sort of happened, and it was actually this SJW's Get Owned.
Oh yes, yes.
Discovered you, and it was that very funny one where that Shirley guy. But I found it profound. You sort of asked them what they wanted, and there was a period where I would come home and watch you every night and just sit there sort of laughing and nodding my head.
You had that interview with Lauren Southern after she did Borderlands, because I'm from South Africa originally.
Yes.
And we were hoping to go and see her as well, and we saw the interview that you did with her, which was really, it's just our minds have just expanded around everything that's going on in the world instead of just being involved with ourselves. And that's how we found you.
Well, right on. It's awful what's happening in South Africa. And for the folks who don't know, right now in South Africa, the government is controlled by black people. And as a result, the whites are under attack. The lands are being taken away from them without compensation. They are being robbed and raped and murdered in their own homes in some cases along the road. It's just awful. And there's no real outcry from the world about it. And I think it's because it's happening to white people, and whites are the most hated people on this side of heaven right now. It's unjustified hatred, but they are the most hated. Do you still have family members in South Africa?
Yeah, my mum and dad's still in South Africa. They're visiting here at the moment, but they used to own a shop.
Keep telling them to move here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My sisters have immigrated now, but my parents are still there, and it's a great worry. Always, you hear what's going on, and it really breaks your heart.
What you just said is interesting, Jesse, because before I met Lali, I didn't even know about this, because no one talks about it.
Yeah.
No one talks about it, and I was always impressed that she was so honest. Well, obviously, she has to be honest about something like that, because that's where she comes from.
Yes.
But there are things, and people just don't talk about them.
It's a whole unspoken history. Nobody knows about the Boer Wars at all. They don't talk about it. And then all they know about South Africa, apartheid, it's a racist country. But there's a lot of love in that country, and there's a lot of pulse. But, man, there's a lot of hate.
Yeah, I know. Why do your parents, why won't they stay away from there? They're out of there now. Why go back to it and put their lives at risk like that?
It's home. They've built their home there and their lives there. And it's not that easy to just take everything and leave. It takes quite a bit. And when you're a bit older,
they got a lot of love for the place still, don't they?
They still love it. And it takes a lot of money to just up and leave. And the currency is pretty bad.
I understand. Are they afraid for their lives?
Sometimes, but they've got an odd peace. They always say their children are out, they've had good lives, and if something bad happens, it happens.
I don't know.
They've got a tough mentality, these South Africans, yeah.
I'm telling you. And so, are you surprised that the United States is not helping more focused on this and helping out? And why do you think the USA is not? I don't know why other countries are not helping, but why is it that they're so quiet here about that?
I've always thought that it's because we've got a dark history. People just don't want to touch South Africa with a pole. They don't want to talk about South Africa, and they don't want to go near it because it's such a contentious issue. The mines are already empty, so nobody really cares. It's a bit of a dumping ground for
I suspect
world.
It's also a sort of continuation of the same identity politics that's going on everywhere as well. It's just a thing that's spread.
Yeah, you're right about that. Because in this country, America, whites are under attack as well. Mm-hmm. They are the most hated people. And I often wonder, if you hate white people so much, why not stay in your country? Why go to a white country? You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's what they say in South Africa. Go back to where you belong. But problem is, that's where we belong. I'm African. to the barn.
That's right. And people don't know that. People don't know that whites arrived in Africa before the blacks did. They think that the blacks got there first.
Well, she always has to tell everyone. She knows her history.
Well, there's one tribe, our Khoisan tribe. They're the indigenous people of the land. But the other guys came from the north 200 years after that we arrived on the shores.
Yeah. Another interesting...
The English came.
Yeah, that's right. Another interesting thing to me, for me, is that white people build some of the greatest countries on this side of heaven, like the USA. England at one time was a beautiful place. South Africa at one time was a beautiful place. And so you have all these other asshole countries around. These people do nothing for their own countries. All right? And so they look and they want to go to the best places. And so white people make the mistake of allowing them in, and then they get in and they attack the white people, and yet white people will not stand up and defend themselves. What is that about?
I think, as I said before, it's this identity politics, and it's being used by certain people who have a certain position or a role to play, and it is happening everywhere. And you know,
the whites still should speak up. I've been saying for 29 years now that you have to speak up. You have to say, no, this is wrong. I'm not going to allow this. And then this identity politic would become so prevalent. But because white people are acting so nice and afraid, they're being pushed out because people hate weak people. Your enemy hates you when you're weak. And so white people are displaying weakness, and as a result, they're being overtaken.
Yeah, it's the same thing that women do to men.
Yes.
It's the same thing. We make them weak so that we can... It's divide and conquer, really.
Absolutely. Well, that is so true. So what?
The reason people don't speak out, Jesse, is because they've been made afraid to speak out. Because as you know now, people get fired or, you know, people get in the worst trouble for saying the most obvious or simple things.
Well,
I mean, part of the reason, having met you, I had an artwork that got censored. I made a painting of Gavin McInnes. This was just a painting of him with a microphone.
Yes.
And this woman attacked me. I don't even know this woman. She wrote to both of my galleries here in New Zealand and accused me of being a racist. And this painting got censored. It literally got taken off
the walls. And
yeah.
Wow.
Unbelievable. It was just a painting of him sitting there with a microphone.
And it's bad because Toby's a full-time artist. He had people interested in buying this work. So
people were going to buy this. Yeah.
They took the food out of our mouths.
Yeah, I lost $8,000.
By censoring us.
That's amazing. And so what is it like in New Zealand? Do you still have the freedom of speech over there or...
Technically, you do, yeah. But it's the same as everywhere else.
The Christchurch shootings made things a little bit tricky.
Well, but it was already the same thing before that. But as soon as that happened, I won't go on Facebook now because the way people reacted was so unpleasant. I mean, it was a horrible thing that happened, but people use it as an excuse to behave even more badly.
Yeah.
They start pointing their fingers at certain groups, and it becomes all about groups and not about.
And also, it's an evil that's creeping in. They with the headscarf day, Jacinda, our prime minister, wearing her headscarf, and they're.
I know. I can believe that.
I got a letter from my daughter's school saying, "In solidarity, please let your kids wear a headscarf." And I just thought, and submit.
That's
right.
That's insane. Is it true that the prime minister is a lesbian and that she has a so-called wife?
No, she's
she's got a husband.
But his name is Clark Gayford. But they're getting married and they've got a child.
Oh, she had it out of wedlock.
Yes.
Oh, I see. And so now she's getting married.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I think that's the way it's gone. Yeah.
And so I saw a report where when they had the shooting there, she went to visit the family members of the Muslim that were killed, I guess, and she wore a Muslim outfit. Is that right?
Yeah.
What's wrong with her? Is she crazy?
I don't know. I was not a fan of that, to say the least. I think it was just bad for everyone. It's as patronizing to the people, and it's just that she doesn't, I don't think she understood what she was doing.
Well, I hope that the white men and women of New Zealand start to speak up and get involved and vote these people out when they don't do the right thing and don't allow them to take over the education system the way they have done here in the United States, because it is bad here. And if you don't start speaking up and getting involved, it's going to be the same there or even worse. You got to speak up. You got to stand up.
Yeah, people are very afraid to, yeah.
But the more that they know that you are afraid, and they do that, they take the job and then they put on display so that you would know if you stand up, this is what's going to happen to you. But we got to love what's right more than anything else. And we got to stand up for what is right. And God is with us. So if they take our job, we have to fight them back, get our jobs back. We have a right to have a job, you know? And so we have to fight back. We can't cave in just because they're taking something away.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Is there something you guys like to say before I run here? You made my day by coming on. Thank you for this.
Ask him about what you were going to ask him about anger and how you forgive.
Oh, yes. I was wondering what certain things I'd ask you when you were going to come. And I was wondering, you talk about how you can't have anger to be close to God. So, and I feel like I still have a lot. What do you do about that?
Well, that's a good question. The first thing I want you to know is that anger, there is no love in anger, because anger is of the deceiver, Satan. And so that's why people don't get along. They can't handle a situation. You have to cater to one another. You know, you have the fear because you're in a fallen state. And the way to overcome that anger is to realize at some point, because anger is judgment, it's playing God. And that's a sin to play God. Because when you play God, you will never know God. And so when you realize that you have this anger, you realize that it's wrong, because whomever traumatized you, and most of the time it started at home with the parents, right? You have to go and forgive them because you're judging them. You're playing God with them. You're judging them. Realize that just as you can't help yourself, they cannot help themselves or couldn't help themselves. So go and forgive your parents, especially the mother, because a lot of mothers play victims, and she looked like she's the innocent one and make the father look like the bad guy, right? But forgive both parents. And when you forgive them, realizing that they couldn't help themselves, God will forgive you and bring you out of that state. He'll take that spirit away, and he will give you perfect peace, and life is amazing. But you got to admit you're wrong and apologize for judging. Don't apologize for what happened, but apologize for hating them or resenting them for what happened. And anger will be taken away, and you will never have to worry about it again. You will have perfect love.
That makes sense. Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah. And perfect love will endure all things. So when you and your wife have an argument, it wouldn't be personal. It would be a disagreement. You will understand it, and you will be able to overcome it. And divorce would never be even thought of, because you have the power of God, which is perfect love, to overcome all things. But you got to forgive. Don't ask for forgiveness. Forgive, and God will forgive you. Have you forgiven your parents yet?
I think so, yeah.
And why do you... Have you gone to your mother and father and forgiven them?
Yes.
You went to them and said, hey, I'm sorry for resenting you?
Yeah. Well, my father in particular, I have. Yeah, I took him out to say it. We went somewhere and I said, look, I'm sorry about all of that.
Did you go to your mother?
I don't think you've had that talk with your mum yet.
Kind of, have I?
Kind of, sort of.
Yeah, kind of, sort of. She's harder to talk to, my mum. She's tougher.
Right. And that's why you got to face her. Because she traumatized you, and whenever someone traumatizes you, you become subject to them. You're afraid of them. You don't want to hurt them, but they are controlling you. And so you got to go and face your mother in order to get your courage back.
You got... I've heard people get angry at you for saying that.
they do, but we got to tell the truth. And so you have to realize your mother could not help herself. Yeah, your mother could not help herself. She resents her mother, and it's been passed down to her, and she passed it down to you. And you'll pass it down to your kids if you don't forgive. But you got to go and forgive your mother. You got to face her. Are you going to do it?
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah.
You're going to shake in your boots. But it'll be the last time you will ever have fear. It'll be taken away and you'll never have it again.
Yeah.
Shall do. Yeah.
I'll be right with them.
But you got to do it. I'm telling you, then it will work and life will be amazing for the both of you. But what did you have to forgive your father for? What did he do to you?
Looking back, Jesse, I was I was very angry, and the way I spoke to him when I was younger, it was very, I was ashamed of the way I spoke to him, and I think I was annoyed at him for perhaps not being as involved as I thought he needed to be. Not understanding certain things that were going on in my life.
But did he do anything to you that made you angry? Other than not being involved, did he do anything to you?
No.
So
not specifically. It was an absence that I felt.
So you felt that loneliness for him, right?
Yeah.
And the reason I ask, because a lot of kids, boys and girls, they resent their fathers. But when you ask them, what did your father do to you? They can't think of anything. But what has happened is they identify with their mothers who hate the fathers. And the mother convinced the kids that your father is mean. Your father is this. Your father,
sure, yeah.
Your father fought me. But when men and women get together, they got to fight sometimes. But it has nothing to do with the children.
What's that? Yeah.
Yeah. So you resented him with your mother's resentment, not your own.
Yeah.
So forgive your mother. Let me know how it goes.
Sure.
Again, thank you guys so much for inviting me over. And I still want to at some point come over and meet you and see New Zealand and all that. All right.
Please,
we would love to meet
We'd
you.
Love to.
Okay. I will. I'd love to come on. All right. Go back to bed. And thank you so much.
We're too excited now.
thank you so much. And God bless you. And I wish you well.
Likewise.
Bye now.
Goodbye.
All right. Good night.
Okay, good night. Amazing. That was nice. Yeah. Isn't that nice?